firefighter Lucille Morel is going out on a call. She grabs a walkie-talkie and heads to the ambulance parked in the courtyard of her firehouse. She and two other firefighters are headed to an office building in Puteau, a city west of Paris, where they're based. They've been told a 25-year-old woman has severe back pain.
Douleur d'eau, femme 25 ans.
This is a usual call. The vast majority of a firefighter's job is first aid, but it's unusual in that Morel is in charge. She's one of just three women out of the 90 firefighters who rotate through the station. The Paris Fire Brigade is a branch of the military. They're physical tests to get in, and women do the same as men, almost. One tradition is the planche, the plank. A full-body pull-up onto a plank that's placed 2.5 meters off the ground. They do this every day. It's a test, says Morel. If you can't do it, you don't get to get on the truck. When it's her turn, she does the pull-up just like everyone else. I chose to do it like the guys, she says. As a woman, though, she's allowed to do a pull-up and just hang there instead of going up onto the plank. Morel says this is to be expected. Women aren't built like men. But she says it's also problematic. We do the same job as they do, so we need to be able to do the same things. She says she always pushes herself to do it just like them. And she likes challenge. She grew up as a competitive judoka, which is why she sought out a physical profession. When I started, the men didn't really trust me, she says. She's tiny, just 48 kilos. Even today, after 6 years on the job, she still gets teased. As we were talking, colleagues came to the window of the office we were in and made faces at her. She laughed it off, slightly uncomfortable. They'd probably do it if she were a man, too, she says. But she thinks she gets more of it. Yet she says there is respect. They are, after all, military and respect her rank. Being female can be an advantage, too. Physically, she may not be as strong, but she can reach small spaces that her bigger male colleagues can't. And when it comes to victims, she says she gains trust.
Elles ont tendance à confier plus facilement à une femme.
They have a tendency to confide more easily in a woman. She says she experienced this recently when she convinced an elderly man to go to the hospital.
Nous, on arrive à trois.
We got there. There were three of us.
C'était sa femme.
His wife had called because her husband was a bit out of sorts. Turns out he had taken some pills.
Il était triste parce que ses enfants...
He told me he was sad because he never heard from his children. She says the man wouldn't have wanted to say that to her male colleagues. But he confided in me, she says, and told me why he wasn't doing well. They talked, and then he came willingly to the hospital. Back on the call, Morel is in the office talking to the 25-year-old woman laid out on the ground who's grimacing in pain. As colleagues take the women's blood pressure, read vital signs, Morel quickly concludes it's a strong sciatic pain. Not life-threatening, but worth a hospital visit to get stronger pain drugs. They lift the woman into a chair, bring her down to the ambulance, and head to the hospital. Back at the station, Morel stands in a room off the kitchen of the first floor, the TV room. The boys have their PlayStation here. She says she often relates to her male colleagues through their families. I'm not going to talk about cars with them, she says. I don't know anything about that. So we talk about daily life, like our children. She has two. Unlike other male-dominated jobs, which are evolving to have more women, it's hard to imagine that happening with firefighting. It remains a physically demanding job that's complicated to manage with a family. It's a male profession, says Morel. And it's up to us to adapt.
Ça restera un milieu d'hommes avant tout.
It will remain a man's world for now. Sarah Elzis, RFI in Puteaux.